Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk, we have President of the Fort Seward Wagon Trade Board, Adam Olson, joins us. And Adam, welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hey, thanks so much, Adam, for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk. You know, the Fort Seward Wagon Train has been going on for so long in our area. It's one of those big events that brings people from all over the place. So Adam's going to tell us more about the wagon train and the 48th edition of it coming up this summer. So maybe, Adam, for our listeners who don't know what the wagon train is, what the Fort Seward Wagon Train is, do you want to tell our listeners a little bit more about that?
Well, it's a family-orientated covered wagon adventure.
Okay.
We have history talks, camping, campfire skits, meeting with different people.
It's a big, I mean, it's so authentic too.
Yes.
I was able to go out there last year before you guys took off, and just like you have the wagons and everything, the horse pulled wagons, and the trails are usually set before the wagon train, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I've been told that we are one of the most authentic wagon trains in the United States.
That's crazy. That's so crazy. And we have it right here in Jamestown.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. So, like I said, wagon train's been held for 48 years. And Adam, you've been on it a couple times.
Yeah, this will be my 19th year.
19th year. That's crazy. So Adam Olson, again, president of the Fort Seward Wagon Train, joining us on Let's Talk About It. So as I pointed out, the wagon train takes different trails every year. Do you guys have your trail set out for the upcoming wagon train this summer?
Yes, we are going to Colum, North Dakota.
Colum? Okay, and like how many miles do you guys usually put on with that?
It's a week-long trip, so it's between 65 to 80 miles.
65, it could vary in there?
Yep.
65 to 80 miles, okay. That's a long time. That's a long way to go on a horse.
Yeah.
how many people do you normally get to participate in something like that?
We try to get at least 150 people.
Wow, that's crazy. 150 people. And are registrations open for the upcoming one this summer?
Yes, they are open right now.
Okay. Before we talk about registrations, because we should talk about that, how people can get involved in that and everything. What happens on the wagon trail? So describe it as if I was participating in the wagon train. What would I be doing if I was on the trail with you guys?
Well, this is a working wagon train.
Okay.
The participants, they will be given jobs each day. There'll be jobs like building fires for food.
Yeah.
Cooking, cleaning, and by the end of the week, we're just one big happy family.
So it's ultimately like the pioneers of the like the 1800s.
Right.
That's so cool. And I imagine then, like, since it's authentic, there's no electronics or anything like that.
Nope, no electronics.
Man, that must be tough for some people out there. Again, we have Adam Olson, president of the Fort Seward Wagon Train, joining us on Let's Talk About It. So let's talk about how people can get involved then, Adam. How can people learn more about the wagon train, and how can they sign up, and what does it take to sign up for the wagon train?
Well, you can get signed up by going to our website.
Okay.
It's covered-wagon-train.com.
Okay.
You can go onto our Facebook page. It's Fort Seward Annual Covered Wagon Train. Or you can call our phone number, 701-424-3744.
3474. Oh, sorry. Say that one more time.
3744.
My dyslexia kicked in right there. So, perfect. So the Fort Seward Wagon Train, I guess we better give the date that it's going to, because it's a week-long venture, right?
Correct. Yeah. It's June 18th through the 24th.
18th through the 24th. And do you guys have like a deadline that people should get signed up for this or anything like that?
I think the cutoff is the day of.
The day of the event?
Yeah, 18th.
Man, so if somebody was feeling really, really adventurous, they could call up that day and be like, all right, let's do it. I'm heading out.
I'll just come up to Fort Seward Web or Fort Seward.
The fort. That's everybody knows it is the fort. Yeah, exactly. So perfect. So the 18th through the 24th, just a long history behind it. You know, do you want to tell our listeners, Adam, what some of your experiences have been with the wagon train?
Oh boy.
I'm gonna make you reach deep into your 19-year history with it.
Well, I enjoy the campfires.
The campfires.
In the evening, skits.
Yeah.
There's singing and people talking.
Yeah.
Lots of different things. The history talks are very entertaining.
Yeah, that, you know, it's good that you bring that up because, you know, it's not just for fun. You guys do this. It's really like a moving history.
Yes.
Is really what it is.
Yes, we do everything just like the pioneers did.
Yeah.
For supper, the women have to be in their pioneer attire.
Yeah.
And, well, the males do too, but...
Right, right,
you know,
right.
I personally dress in the male's attire all day, every day, so...
Nice. Really authentic that way with it. Perfect. So, again, Adam, we appreciate you joining us. And one more time, maybe for the listeners who missed it, do you want to give those details on how people can get involved again, the number and the website?
Yes, the website's covered-wagon-train.com. And the phone number is 701-424-3744.
And again, you can get signed up, ask questions. I'm sure it's open to anybody who's interested in participating in it,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Awesome. Very good. Adam, anything else you want to add in there? Anything else you can think of? I mean, that should do it for about now until the wagon train, I think, because we're going to, like I said, we're going to try to get somebody else on the show too to talk more about the wagon train as well. So. But 19 years is a long time to do it. I don't know if we can find somebody who's been on there longer. Can we?
Yes, you
can. Man, but 48 years is just a long time for something like that to go on. So, Adam, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks for being here on Let's Talk.
Yeah, thank you.